It is approved. So I believe you'll go on right to number eight as well, correct?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, we'll move right on to number eight. Again, Sean Blanchett, Business Administrator, Parks and Recreation Division. At this time, I would ask, I have a guest here with me today, Brian Tipton, who is the Parks and Recreation Director for the City of Pier. We are here to visit with you and request an approval on an amendment to the lease that we have with the City of Pier. I've provided you with a copy of the amendment as well as some maps in your book today for reference. The Pier property is a Title VI transfer property that was formerly owned by the Corps of Engineers that we inherited through the Title VI legislation back in 2001. This is a piece of property, even under Corps ownership, that was traditionally leased to the City of Pier. When we stepped into the role of property owner, we inherited this lease, and we've continued that situation since we've taken on that property. The original lease, the existing lease, was entered into in May 30th, 2004. It contains roughly 358 acres of property, mostly right along the causeway here in Pier, and it's mostly shorefront recreation property. We lease all of that land to the City of Pier for their direct management, development, enhancement, and maintenance. They manage all those properties for a variety of purposes. We have a variety of recreational amenities that Brian will speak to you about here in a little bit. But it is within city limits. It is within city jurisdiction. So as we discussed a few months ago with the Fort Pier property, we have several instances throughout the state where we have these sorts of properties along the Missouri River that are inherited lease situations where it makes sense for us to lease those out for the cities for their municipal management and incorporate that into their city's park and recreation management. So you have some maps there that you can use for reference. I should note that the current lease expires in 2029. So we do have a few years left on that. We have a request today based on some events that occurred at Downs Marina here in Pier, which we will visit about a little more as we proceed. But at this time, I'd like to hand it over to Brian Tipton to speak to you folks about how the city incorporates this and what they provide as far as recreational benefit.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us here. The area in Pier, our main park land, is along the river, and I'm very fortunate that the city was smart to use that area for park land. It's a beautiful area. Starting at Steamboat Park, we have disc golf available. We have the causeway and the amphitheater area, which is a great area for our one big event of the year, Hawaii Days. Continuing on from there, you go into Griffin Park, and where we have baseball fields, tennis courts, pickleball courts, our brand new city outdoor pool is also along that area. And then continuing on down from Downs Marina, and we have the area which is mostly the wildlife area, which we have an agreement to have hunting inside city limits with archery, and that goes from Downs Marina to the city limit boundary at near Farm Island. The area is a large undertaking. We do a lot of work along the swim beach. We do weed control in the Missouri River area of Downs Marina and the swim beach. Most of the fishing activity is also in Downs Marina, where we have a lot of large fishing tournaments. Last year we hosted the NWT tournament there, which I believe was over 100 boats. It was interesting trying to get them all parked down there, but it's a great resource to have Downs Marina there and to have be able to bring events to Pier.
So speaking of Downs Marina, we had a storm come through Pier this summer. and I provided a picture in your packet of information. There was significant damage to those docks, essentially to the end that after that storm came through, the marina boating season was essentially over at that point. They had to close down the whole marina. I believe where they're at now is they are in the process of reconstructing, refinancing. It's quite a big undertaking for them, and that, you know, that that's really is one of the things that is provided along this property, but it's a pretty important component when you consider the recreational and water access benefit that it provides. So, you know, while that's one component of what lies along this property, that is the reason for this request today, or for it's the reason for the timing of the request. Downs Marina has requested additional time on their sublease with the City of Pier in order to secure the necessary financing, but that's not necessarily possible given that our lease with them would end in 2029. And so that's the reason we're here today, to discuss a lease extension amendment with you to extend the term for 25 years. So while that's the trigger for the request, what we do when we receive requests like this is we look at everything from the current lease to see if there's any terms that we feel need to be updated or improved upon in terms of maintenance responsibilities, management obligations, performance measures, any of those sorts of things. We also consider, you know, the partnership that we have with the city or with the lessee to ensure that, you know, we aren't just extending something that maybe, you know, we need to improve upon. You know, and so we've done those things. We've visited with the city about all these things, and I think just you know, again, this is the trigger for it. But overall, it makes sense for us to lease these properties to these municipalities. They can incorporate it into their direct management, provide benefits to the citizens of Pier as well as those who come to Pier. You know, when you look at, you know, what they provide on this property, they do all the maintenance, they do all the upkeep, the landscaping, all of those things. They do a very good job of it. And then you look at the recreational opportunities that they provide, and they provide that through their staff time, their staff resources, their funds, whether that's repairing and maintaining or further developing or enhancing what's already there. We have everything from a boat ramp, marina basin. There's a fish cleaning station down there at Downs Marina. They manage and maintain swimming beaches, boating beaches, shoreline fishing access. There are also areas within the city lease boundary that they have opened up to archery hunting, in some places shotgun hunting in certain times of year. So everything that they do on this property falls directly in line with what our missions are as an agency. And so they do that within their city limits through their funding sources and through those staff resources. So we look at the City of Pier as a very valuable partner. And although, you know, this marina incident is the reason for the trigger, I believe that if we were to take this lease, this current lease, to expiration in a couple years' time, we would be back here proposing a 25-year extension at that time as well. So regardless of the timing of it, it makes sense for us to continue this partnership and lease with the City of Pier. And so with that, I would open it up to any questions, but what we really need approval from the commission on today is the approval of the amendment that's in your books to extend that lease for 25 years. So with that, I'd open it up to any questions.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner White, do you have a question?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner White, so am I to understand that there's 4 years left on the present lease, and this would be a 25 years additional?
Madam Chair, correct? Commissioner White is correct. Okay. This would extend 25 years from 2029. So it's 25 years on the lease term, not from today.
Okay, thank you.
Additional questions, comments from the commission? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken, this is the second amendment to the lease. Is there a lease out there that's got more specific stuff like liability or what can be built, what can take place on that property?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Locken, the original lease, which is what we call the master lease, is probably a 35 to 45 page document, and it includes everything from maintenance responsibilities, approval processes for development projects, notification by either party, termination clauses, insurance requirements, all sorts of maintenance obligations. So yeah, it's quite an extensive document that we use to for their guidance in managing, but also to help us ensure that we're within the terms of the lease and use those performance measures in case anything corrective needs to happen.
Thank you.
Additional questions from the commission? Seeing none, this does need action, so we need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bartling.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. Any comments on that motion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The amendment is approved.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Thank you both. And with